All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court for Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. It is 10:33 a.m. We'll call this meeting in order, and we'll begin our meeting, as always, with an invocation today led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold, if you feel led to rise.
And thank you, Judge, and if you don't mind, you can bow your heads if you wish to. If not, we appreciate you if you do. Lord, we come asking that you give a divine wisdom to each and every member of this court, first of all. Sound mind and the right heart to do what's right for the citizens of Jefferson County. Lord, we ask that you keep in mind all of our employees and their families, to keep them strong and together. Lord, we ask that you keep our democracy going strong with those that are away fighting for our rights to do what we do here now at this day and time. Lord, we ask all these blessings in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please help me to pledge our allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to go a little bit out of order today. We'll begin under County Commissioners, which is item A, to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Mental Health Awareness Month. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Could I have those who are present here today, Sally, whoever's going to come up?
Dr. Monroe.
And I will read this proclamation. It reads, whereas mental health is essential to everyone's overall health and well-being, and whereas all Americans experience times of difficulty and stress in their lives, and prevention is an effective way to reduce the burden of mental health conditions, and whereas there is a strong body of research that supports specific tools that all Americans can use to better handle challenges and protect their health and well-being, and whereas mental health conditions are real and prevalent in our nation, and with effective treatment, those individuals with mental health conditions can recover and lead full and productive lives, and whereas each business, school, government agency, healthcare provider, organization, and citizen shares the burden of mental health problems and has a responsibility to promote mental health awareness and support prevention efforts. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County recognizes May 2024 as National Mental Health Awareness Month, and we urge all citizens of Jefferson County to observe this month with appropriate programs and activities to support mental health recovery. Signed this day by the members of the Commissioners Court. So I'll turn it over to you.
Good morning, and thank you, Judge Brennan, and Commissioners, for this proclamation. May is Mental Health Month, but we know that every month becomes a mental health month as we try to help the citizens of not only this county and other counties deal with the, I call it, mental distress. One of our goals is to reduce the stigma. And so when I use the word mental distress, it covers those incidences in which people are finding themselves in a position of not knowing what to do, okay, as well as all the way to our diagnosable cases of mental illness. We do know that the mental health of a community affects us all directly and indirectly, okay. We see it as a mental health agency and all the other agencies that are joining in trying to combat this growing crisis. We see it in our youth, we see it in our children, we see it in our court systems, we see it everywhere. And on behalf of the Mental Health Association and all the other agencies that are working with those who are in mental distress and mental illness, I thank you. I would want to say one thing. During this month, we will be launching our 988 number. We want everyone to have access, know about it, to call in and ask for help. Thank you. Any of our want to add anything?
And to the extent you would get some 988 flyers, you know, we'll be happy to put those up around the courthouse and in some other county buildings. And just note that Mental Health America Southeast Texas chapter is having a luncheon on Thursday at the Holodome on Walden Road, Holiday Inn and Suites on Walden Road at 11 a.m. And those tickets are still available, I would assume. So we want to urge everyone to attend that event and where you can learn more. They've got a very distinguished speaker for the 11 o'clock event.
And we're honoring two of our local judges, okay, Judge Randy Shelton and Judge Thomas Holmes, Clarence Holmes, who have committed their courts to addressing mental illness and mental health cases that come before them. So they will be our honorees.
Wonderful. We thank you so much for being here today, and we're proud to support you through this.
Let me say, for the 988, any of you who would like us to bring or deliver those, we have in various forms, to your offices, for your counties, to sit in places for them, we will do so. Just contact our office.
If you'll bring them to my office, I'll distribute them to the commissioners and the department heads.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
y'all.
Thank you.
Chief Schoenberg, that young lady is up there talking. You need to get with her. Okay?
Did you? What are you requesting?
Oh, no. He will get with you.
Oh, okay.
All right. Is anyone here today for Motorcycle Awareness Month? Are you, Ms. Troy? Let me go a little bit out of order. We haven't passed it yet. Item B is considering possibly approved proclamation for Motorcycle Awareness Month. Do I have a motion on that item?
So second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month, whereas today's society is finding more citizens involved in motorcycling on the roads of our country, and motorcyclists are roughly unprotected and much more likely to be injured or killed in a crash than other vehicle drivers. And whereas campaigns have helped inform riders and motorists alike on motorcycle safety issues to reduce motorcycle-related risk, injuries, and most of all, fatalities, through a comprehensive approach to motorcycle safety. And whereas it is the responsibility of all who put themselves behind the wheel to become aware of motorcyclists, regarding them with the same respect as any other vehicle traveling the highways of this country. And whereas urging all of our community to become aware of the inherent danger involved in operating a motorcycle and giving the operator the respect on the roadway they deserve, the Commissioner's Court is hereby proclaimed the month of May 2024 is Motorcycle Safety and Awareness Month in Jefferson County, and we urge all citizens to remain aware of motorcyclists and afford them the courtesies they deserve while utilizing our roadways. Signed this day by the members of the Commissioner's Court. Ms. Troy?
Judge, Commissioners, thank you so much. I'm here on behalf of Teddy Morris, Cowboy Harley-Davidson, and Cowboy Power Sports. I help them promote and market their businesses, but most importantly this month, we want all motorists, motorcyclists, to be aware of motorcycles on the road. We say look twice, save a life. It takes literally 3 seconds and you can save a life. Most accidents happen at intersections, which makes, you know, some sense. So don't think that you can beat them. One, two, three, and that's how fast it can happen. So if we all look twice, we can save lives, but we can also make it safer on the roads for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
And I have a little something. May I bring it
you
to
may.
You?
You may.
It's not much, but it's just a little thank you to you all for allowing us to be here today.
Thank you. All right.
Well, I must say that next time you come up here to receive a proclamation for Motorcycle Awareness Month, you need to get a few tattoos. Thank you. All right, moving on to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for invitations for bid for a lease of properties acquired as a result of the buyout. Item B is consider and approve execute, receive, and file renewal for inmate food service for Jefferson County Correctional Facility for a first 1 year renewal with Trinity Services Inc. from June 5th, 2024 to June 4th, 2025. With a 4.5% consumer price index increase pursuant to the Bureau of Labor Statistics as shown on attachment A. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional agreement with Honesty Environmental Services Inc. for mold protocol and mold clearance at the Jefferson County Diversion Center in the amount of $2,990 in accordance with Region 5 contract pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Local Government Code, County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. This is funded by the American Rescue Plan Act. Item D is consider and approve, award, execute, receive, and file a contract for request for proposals for professional attorney services for Jefferson County with Provost Humphrey Law Firm, LLC, and Barron and Budd, PC. Item E is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file disposition of salvage properties authorized by Local Government Code, Section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
Deb, where do we advertise these specifications for the invitations for bid on the lease of properties?
They run in the Port Arthur and Beaumont and also the Examiner, and we place them on our website under purchasing, and also they're on the state bid.
Okay. Because obviously the more of these properties we can lease out, the better off we are in having to try to maintain anything on them. Thank you.
I would like us to look. It's my understanding that FEMA recently changed their regulations and may allow us to sell those buyout properties to the extent that we include in the deed a restrictive covenant prohibiting any barriers on the property that would inhibit water flow. And so I'd like us to look at that to see whether or not there's an opportunity for us to get outside the chain of title. So if we could look at that for future court discussion.
We have one of our grant administrators looking into that.
Great.
And giving us what we need to know and what they have decided.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, and I think, Commissioner Erickson, I think I only have about two, but I think you have quite a few.
We got a bunch.
But I think some signage advertising that we can lease, maybe give Commissioner Alford about putting up some signage that you, once we clarify they can purchase the property, we put up signage saying they can buy it. I think signage, because you drive through the neighborhoods and you don't know who, but I think if we can do some signage to advertise that as well as putting it on the web.
Very good.
One question, and it's on this 4.5 CPI. Is that adequate? Is that number correct from our knowledge?
I didn't know if the Bureau of Labor Statistics was the same as the Consumer Price Index increase for the Houston-Galveston Metropolitan Statistical
it's
Area that they
put. 7.8 right now, so it's way below what we're looking at.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have a couple items. Item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for the Elections Department for the purchase of a new computer in the amount of $1,692. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for parks for repair of lights in the amount of $4,225. Item C is consider and approve advanced funding requests for the American Rescue Plan Act approved project with Land Manor in the amount of $171,400. Item D is consider and approve accepting grant award from High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Program for $24,552. No matches required, and grant will aid in the investigation and prosecution of drug offenses in our region. Item E is regular county bills, check numbers 517050 through 517235. Do we have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under county treasurer, we have one item to receive and file the investment schedule for March 2024, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Alfred. Any discussion? It wasn't, Mr. Funches, it wasn't included in my packet. So what's our weighted average yield on the investment portfolio right now?
4.9.
Very good.
And we have surpassed the equivalent treasury rate, which is 4.8. So it means we're outperforming the market. So and our weighted average to maturities is 538 days, so we're less than 2 years. But what I'd like to point out, if you have this page right here, this is my six-month report, and through the first 6 months of this fiscal year, our earnings on county funds is $5,027,000. So we're making money.
Good.
Making good money us. On county money.
Bad for somebody buying a house.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Mr. Funch. Just appreciate it. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county commissioners, we've already covered items A and B. Item C is consider possibly approve receiving file resolution for the Texas Historical Commission Courthouse Grant Program. Item D is consider possibly approve unauthorized county judge to execute receiving file loaned artifact reports to the Naval History and Heritage Command for the 40-millimeter mounted gun and landing craft hall at Veterans Park. Do I have a motion on those items?
We'll move.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under Engineering Department, we have one item to execute receive and file utility permit 06U24 to AT&T for the purpose of constructing, maintaining, or repairing a utility or common carrier for distribution of new fiber optic cable to Industrial Parkway. Project located in precinct number 2. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Right, it's been moved and seconded. Any Judge, discussion?
Judge, can you please correct, or can we correct this on the record? It's not Parkway, it's Park Road. It's Industrial Park Road.
Okay, Industrial Park Road. Do I have a motion and second based on that amendment?
Yes. So, yes. So moved.
All right, moved and seconded on the amended item to correct the name of the roadway. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And via addendum, we have one item under Historical Commission to... I neglected to open up the lectern for public comments on any item on the agenda today at the beginning of the meeting. So I'm going to open up the lectern for public comments on any items on the agenda. If you're appearing remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. If you're in the courtroom, you can go to the lectern. Hearing none, we'll close this time of public hearing. Under Historical Commission, item A is to consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a Texas Historical Commission antiquities permit application for historic buildings and structures for installation of two televisions in the Emergency Management Department. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Been moved?
Second.
And seconded, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the court or any elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Judge, I saw a number of people comment on social media that they were not aware that elections took place last Saturday and that we had had early voting before that. I want to remind people that while they may be election weary, there is still another election upcoming at the end of this month for the HD21 runoff election. I believe that's the only thing that's coming up. I know that affects parts of Mid County, Beaumont, and a couple of other counties. So please be aware. I know Roxanne, I know people try to do the best they can to make sure elections are publicized. I don't know necessarily what else we can do, but if please remind your friends and neighbors that there is an election upcoming at the end of this month.
Okay, and that early voting is May 20th through 24th, only 5 days, and then Election Day will be May 28th.
In defense of the clerk, as over elections, this past election was basically put on by the appraisal district, right?
Well, we organized it, but it was a legislation mandated election.
Well, if that's the case, and I agree with you, Commissioner Erickson, I received several calls saying they didn't know why they called over there. I couldn't get any information from them. And they didn't even know the qualifications. So
yeah, the appraisal district. So we had four people apply for three positions in this county for the appraisal district board. In Orange County, they had zero people apply for three positions. So I don't know what the law says with respect to filling those, but that's going to be Commissioner's Court in Orange's issue. And there were several counties where they didn't have anybody apply for the positions, but.
And all of our information is on jeffersonelections.com. You know, I went on TV, did that several times. You know, we try to cover as much as possible. It just seems to be a challenge.
So there's no early voting at the sub-courthouse in Port Arthur for this next election?
I need to recall the exact locations. We have five locations.
I don't think
designated.
There's any HD21 in Port Arthur.
Yeah.
That's manual. So.
That's
over the island. I think the people on the island.
I'll review the locations. On Election Day, we have 28, 29 by legislative statute. We have to follow those. We tried to be as succinct as possible with the district area, so that was our focus.
Yeah, it's a critical election.
All right, anything further? Mr. Gith, we don't have a time of public comment. Is it other than for items on the agenda, is it? Okay. All right. Nothing further than we are adjourned.